Hello, boys and girls. This is Burl Ives. One day I was walking along near a big farm with lots of animals on it when suddenly I heard... Cock-a-doodle-doo, my dame has lost her shoe. My master's lost his fiddling stick and doesn't know what to do, and doesn't know what to do. My master's lost his fiddling stick and doesn't know what to do. Cock-a-doodle-doo, what is my dame to do? Till master's found his fiddling stick, she'll dance without her shoe. She'll dance without her shoe. Till master's found his fiddling stick, she'll dance without her shoe. Then a little boy called Billy came strolling along. Where are you going? I asked. And Billy replied, to market, to buy a fat pig. Home again, jiggity-jig. To market, to buy a fat hog. Home again, jiggity-jog. And Billy ran jiggity-jog, jiggity-jog along the road to market. I went into the farmhouse, and who do you think I saw sitting on a stool? Little Jack Horner sat in the corner, eating his Christmas pie. He put in his thumb, and he pulled out a plum, and said, what a good boy am I. You certainly are a good boy, little Jack Horner, and just for that, I'll sing a song especially for you. Sing a song of sixpence, pockets full of rye, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out her clothes. Along came a blackbird and pecked her on the nose. Well, me, oh my. If this isn't the funniest thing, a mouse running up and down the clock. Dickory, dickory, dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one, the mouse ran down. Dickory, dickory, dock.
Muffins for sale, muffins for sale.
Oh, there goes the muffin man. Oh, have you seen the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? Oh, have you seen the Muffin Man who lives in Drury Lane? Yes, I have seen the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Yes, I have seen the Muffin Man who lives in Drury Lane. Hello, Mr. B. Why are you buzzing? Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. Says the fly, says he, will you marry me and live with me, sweet bumblebee? Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. Says the bee, says she, I'll live under your wing. You'll never know that I carry a sting. Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. So when the parson beetle joined the pair, they both went out to take the air. Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. And the flies did buzz and the bells did ring. Did ever you hear so merry a thing? Fiddle-dee-dee, fiddle-dee-dee, the fly has married the bumblebee. That's very funny, a fly marrying a bumblebee. But did you ever hear of a cow jumping over the moon?
Hi, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon.
The cow jumped over the moon, and the monkey chased the weasel.
All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought was all in fun. Hop,
goes the weasel. A penny for a spool of thread, a penny for a needle. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the weasel. Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been to London to visit the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I frightened a little mouse under the chair. You didn't frighten the three blind mice, did you, pussycat? Three blind mice, three blind mice. See how they run, see how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?